This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Carmen Wong Ulrich. So we're all gearing up to swipe quite a lot of plastic this holiday season, though hopefully you're not carrying any balances. Don't carry a balance. Here to talk about the newest news and how we live plastic is credit expert John Altsheimer. Welcome, John.
Thanks for having me, Carmen.
So, John, here's a really big one. In terms of our revolving credit, the nationwide balance of how much we owe on non-asset-backed credit, like a mortgage, so credit cards and all that stuff, it's down again for the fourth consecutive month, down almost 3%. What's your take on that? Is this a consumer confidence issue? Are we going to all stop spending so much on cards?
You know, I think it's a combination of things, Carmen. I think to some extent, the past few years have served kind of as a frying pan upside the head and have taught us that, you know, carrying balances at 14 and 15% APR is not terribly smart. So many people have kind of seen the light and had the credit epiphany and have essentially moved away from revolving balances on their credit cards. There are still some consumers who are unable to get credit cards, and so they have been frozen out of the credit card market, but not by choice. They have essentially been forced out. And also, don't discount the possibility that the very, very aggressive marketing by the prepaid debit card issuers is working to some extent to convert some folks off of unsecured revolving onto those prepaid debit cards. So I think it's a combination of a variety of things.
Yeah, that part makes me sad, though, because that's, you know, the prepaid card, it doesn't build your credit. And they have a lot of fees, but they really have a tremendous amount of marketing and big companies like Walmart teaming up with Amex and all that. So do you see that that is going to take a bigger and bigger bite out of credit cards?
I do. And if you look at the speculative numbers over the next several years as far as the amount of money that's going to be loaded onto prepaid debit cards, the number is truly staggering, billions and billions of dollars. And you're right. I mean, look, there's a pro and there's a con to every financial services product. But the cons associated with the prepaid debit cards seem to outweigh the pros. There is no credit building benefit. The marketing is aggressive and arguably a little dishonest with respect to these cards because they're being positioned as a cheaper alternative to a checking account. And that's true if you write a bunch of bad checks every single month. But for people who do manage their checking accounts properly and are willing to do a little bit of searching around for that free checking account, then a prepaid debit card is absolutely not cheaper in the long run.
And you know, John, one of the things that I feel like this is a reaction to, and let me know if you think the same, is the CARD Act. Because once the CARD Act came in and started putting limits on overdraft and credit cards and fees, you know, didn't the lenders have to find and banks had to find another way to make money? Is that what the prepaid card is?
That's actually very, very true. The CARD Act did restrict the credit card issuer's ability to charge fees, punitive fees mostly. And credit card issuers are not dumb. They weren't going to just sit idly by and allow large chunks of the revenue to essentially be washed away by the act. And so they did have to react. And one of the reactions was to enter the prepaid debit card market. And every big bank that we know of is also now in the prepaid game. And that's partially why, is that they saw the momentum was truly building, and this was a good way for them to help to subsidize the cost of having to comply with the CARD Act.
Talking more about the plastic in your wallet, I'm wondering how many people noticed that maybe they're using their debit card less, because Nielsen also reported this month that people are now using their credit cards again more. Now, the trend had been that folks were using debit more than credit, and that's been the trend in the past several years. And, you know, a lot of us in the business, of course, saying, yay, well, at least, you know, people aren't getting into credit card debt. But then, of course, debit cards became very expensive, and now folks have flipped, and now they're using credit cards. What do you think is behind that?
So a couple of things. Debit cards are the only financial services product that I've heard people use the word love when they're explaining. People love their debit cards, and rightfully so. There is no interest. There is no debt. There are no late payments. There are no due dates. Debit cards are a very, very effective tool to keeping you out of debt and keeping you under control, because you can only spend essentially what's in your checking account. And you'll notice that credit cards over the past couple of years have been very, very aggressive with their offers. The number of cards that are currently offering 0% balance transfer deals and 0% on new purchases and no balance transfer fees is staggering. And that's from 6 months to 18 months, which means that you can actually move a balance off of one card to another card and pay no interest for a year and a half. That's unheard of in the history of credit cards, and this is one of the reasons they're doing it, is they're trying really, really hard to get you back into the credit environment.
So, you know, that's how I got rid of my college debt, was flipping my balance when I graduated from card to card that had 0% for 18 months and then 0% to 18 months. So, you know, if that's coming back and we're seeing that so much more now, some folks can actually really use those, the savings of the interest there. They really would love to have that. And if they have great credit, they can save a lot of money. So where can you go if you're not getting those offers in your mailbox or via email? Where can you go to find those offers?
So there are a variety of websites that act as credit card strip malls, if you will. And you can shop for, or you can comparison shop a lot of those types of credit cards without actually going to the banks directly and doing your research at 15 or 16 different websites. I'll give you some examples. Mint.com is a good one. Bankrate.com is another good one. The company that I do work for, CreditSesame.com, is another good one. Credit.com is a good one. CardRatings.com is a good one. And essentially what they'll do is they'll allow you to compare different cards side by side based on things like terms, interest rates, credit limits, the amount of time you'll have a 0% introductory period. And you can just decide from that point which one you feel best fits your needs.
John Altsheimer is the credit expert at CreditSesame.com. Thank you, John, so much for joining us.
It was a pleasure. Thanks for having me, Carmen.
For those sites that John mentioned to comparison shop your plastic, head over to marketplacemoney.org and tell us, how's your credit looking? What's your plastic preference? Tweet at LiveMoney.